Fred Film Radio, il cinema ritrovato, Bologna, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 2017 Il Cinema Ritrovato in Bologna, and I'm very pleased to be joined by Jon Wengström, who is the head of the Swedish Film Archive of the Swedish Film Institute. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
We've never really gotten to know the Swedish Film Institute, so if you would maybe give us a brief overview of what the institution does.
Well, the Film Institute was founded in 1963, and it basically has two main missions. One is the subsidy of new Swedish film production, and also taking care of the Swedish film heritage. Though the archival collections of the Swedish Film Institute, which I'm in charge of, has a history which is older than the Swedish Film Institute, actually. It originates from something called the Film Historic Collections, which was founded in 1933, making us one of the oldest archives in the world, actually.
Oh, really?
So it was ran as a private initiative for more than three decades, and then when the Film Institute was created, the founders of the Film Historic Collections decided, let's give everything to the Film Institute. So that's how it came into this larger structure.
So we're talking about preservation, but also restoration and exhibition, maybe?
Yes, we do everything an archive is supposed to do, which means make sure that we get what we want to get from producers and distributors in Sweden. And then, of course, we catalogue, but then we preserve it by having proper conservation facilities, both for analogue and digital. Mm-hmm. And then we also do active preservation in terms of duplication and digitization. All of it with the end mean, of course, that people should have access to our collections.
Right. You mentioned something that's very interesting there, and I haven't gotten a chance to ask anyone at this festival, so it's a good thing you brought it up. Material is very important, but many people might be under the wrong assumption that conserving films or even storing films is just films sitting on a shelf somewhere. That's not really true, is it?
It's not really true. When it comes to analog-born material, which are strips of film, kind of plastic, which has been in effect since the late 19th century, it's important to keep them in good climate conditions in order for them to survive the stresses of time, of course. And films should be kept in a cool and dry place. And actually in Stockholm, we were one of the first second archive in the world that started using cold storage facilities, sub-zero temperature. I think East Berlin were the first ones a few years before us. So since the early 70s, we have all our analog collections in very good climate control vaults, which means that when we go to them now or in 50 years, they will be more or less in the same condition as they are now, which is important when you really want to do something with it, either restore it or making new prints or making new DCPs or whatever. Keeping the source material in the best possible condition is the first thing you have to.
Very good. Yeah, it's always good to know that it's more complicated than people may assume. Also, because I get the impression that it's very hard to promote film as heritage. First of all, second of all, that it's very tricky to do anyways to store the film.
Yeah, because if you don't store it properly, and when you finally go to have a look at it in order to do something with it, screen it or duplicate it, it may be too late if you haven't stored it properly. It may have decomposed through some physical or chemical degradation, actually beyond the point where it's impossible to restore it. So,
yeah.
And then that particular film and that particular part of heritage is forever lost.
Very good. So before we move on, actually, I just wanted to clarify, it's not only Swedish films then that are stored?
No, we consider Swedish film heritage as everything screened in Swedish cinemas, which means national production, but also international films screened in Sweden, because they have influenced, in a way, Swedish society, maybe even more than the Swedish film, so it's part of our heritage, I think. Then, of course, we take extra care of the national production because we know no one else is doing it, and there we have original materials, whether it's film negatives or uncompressed master digital files, and in the case of non-Swedish films, it's the viewing element that we store, either a 35mm print or a DCP.
Okay, very good. Well, thank you for that. Now we move on to this year's Il Cinema Ritrovato, and you have introduced a few films here at the festival, at least one I watched, but I'd like to first of all ask you what these films were and tell our listeners what these films were.
One of the films was a 1960s non-fiction feature-length film, actually shot in Rio de Janeiro, but by a Swedish director for a Swedish production company. The film is called Mitt Hemme Copacabana, which means My Home is Copacabana. And it was made by probably the most famous of all Swedish non-fiction filmmakers. He started in 1940 making films, and this particular film was his last film, made in 1965. He was very famous in his day, not so well known today, and I thought it was a good way of having him again known on a more international level, because this is also the centenary of his birth this year, yes, by screening this digitally restored version of his last film.
This was his last film?
Yeah.
Can I just say, as a side note, it's probably my favorite film, the best film that I hadn't seen before this festival that I watched for the first time here. It's been my favorite.
I'm very glad to hear that. This was really the idea. It's an unknown film that I think deserves more recognition. So I'm very happy that you say it, and I heard it from other people too who hadn't seen the film, saying, wow, that was really something.
Yes.
Then we also have, because in Bologna every year they have a special section of the festival which is devoted to films made exactly 100 years earlier. So this year, of course, then films from 1917. And Sweden was a pretty important country for film production in the late 1910s and early 1920s, also in international stature. So we were happy to provide the festival with two feature-length films from 1917 and also two animated shorts, which
right,
I think went down well with the audience. Also.
And what were the titles of these films, if you can tell us?
Yeah, the feature films were, one was called Tösen från Stormyrtorpet, which means The Girl from the Marsh Croft, which was made by Victor Sjöström in 1917.
Great director.
And the other one was called Thomas Grahl's Bästa Film, the best film of Thomas Grahl, which is a kind of a filmmaking spoof film, which is quite funny, which was made by Maurits Stiller, also in 1917, of course. And these two directors, Sjöström and Stiller, were really the main figures of Swedish silent cinema, and both of them actually in the mid-20s went to the US to make films in Hollywood.
Yes, I remember A Man There Was by, you pronounced it well, I don't want to pronounce it wrong. that was one of the first silent films that I watched.
So which is a Sjöström film called Terje Vigen, actually
yes,
also made in
yes,
1917, by the way, which
yeah,
we screened here maybe 10 years ago, and there was a, I don't know if your listeners are familiar with the San Francisco International Silent Film Festival.
Yes, yes.
There was a screening of this film earlier this year.
Right, it's a great film. And also he was in Wild Strawberries.
He's the guy who is the main character of Wild Strawberries, because it's pretty cute in a way, because Sjöström was really the Swedish filmmaker that Ingmar Bergman liked the most. Mm-hmm. And Ingmar Bergman in his own private cinema, in his country house, screened the Sjöström films every year to himself. And when Bergman started in the industry in the late 40s, Sjöström was still involved with in the production company, the same production company, and was a kind of a father figure to Bergman when Bergman was new in the business.
Oh.
And then when Bergman made this film Wild Strawberries in 57 about an old man looking back on his life, etc., etc., he really wanted to have Sjöström in the main role. And Sjöström by that time had more or less retired from acting, but he made a comeback, and it's maybe his finest acting performance
ever. It's a very fine film too.
Yeah,
it's very well worth remembering. On that note, we've run out of time, but it was great to also get a little, you know, history of the part of Swedish film history.
Okay.
That's what I should say. And it was also very good to talk to you on the last day, on my last day of the festival. Thank you very much for joining us,
thank
and I wish you all the best.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay.
And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.